Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Taking a look at the Tennessee Titans today. Let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's from TitanInsider.com. He's Terry McCormick, and he joins us now. Terry, what's going on, man?
Oh, not a lot. Yeah. Just getting ready to see what the Titans are going to do in a few weeks with this top pick.
Yeah, and no doubt. We'll just start it off. If the Titans are making a pick at number one, is it basically a guarantee at this point that it's going to be Cam Ward?
I think if they stick and pick at number one, it's probably going to be Cam Ward for sure. I think there's that the only way that they would not take Cam Ward would be if some team came along and offered them a package of picks that they couldn't turn down, which would be, you know, probably a top one of the teams that are behind them in the top three or four, you know, giving up a pick in the first round. Getting back the third-round pick that they lost last year when they traded for Legarius Sneed, and then a first-rounder next year.
What would you say, that, like, if they were to get that, do you think there's a high possibility that they would get an offer like that? If you had to take your best guess on the odds that they could possibly happen, where would you put it?
Right now, I'd say it's less than 50% for sure. I think some of it we won't know until the veteran quarterback market finally shakes out, until Aaron Rodgers has a landing spot, until Russell Wilson has a landing spot. And then if either one of them lands with the Browns or the Giants, which I don't see Rodgers fitting in that, but I do see Wilson going to one of those places. If one of the other teams, if they're not sold on Shedeur Sanders and they really, really want Cam Ward, I could see them paying the price. Other than that, I think the Titans are probably going to stick at number one.
Is there any chance at all that you think the Titans sort of maybe get active in the free agency period for quarterbacks a little bit late here?
No, I mean, I thought that, you know, that was seemed like their intent early in the offseason before free agency actually started. But when Matthew Stafford didn't get to the market, when Kirk Cousins didn't get to the market, and when Derek Carr didn't get to the market, it kind of evaporated. And I don't think they were really ever interested in Wilson or Rodgers. I think, you know, they had been saying that they wanted a veteran to compete with Will Levis at the very least. And then, you know, when those guys were gone, then it turned out that they, you know, once they met with Cam Ward and they seemed to like him, it seemed that they kind of shifted gears on it, especially given the situation in the veteran quarterback market.
So if it didn't end up being Cam Ward, or let's say they do get somewhat active or they sign somebody that they're going to decide to, you know, use as a bridge quarterback, do you know who the next guy in line for you would be for the Titans beyond Cam?
I mean, there's still a chance that Levis would be, you know, in the mix in terms of, you know, competing to be the starter if they didn't have Cam Ward in. I think there's, you know, as far as the other quarterbacks go, I don't really know that there's much of a market, out there, regarding what's left. Like I said, they don't have much interest in Rodgers or, Russell Wilson. They were looking more for a guy who could mentor a young quarterback, be that Cam Ward or even Will Levis. So I think that market, like I said, it kind of evaporated and never really got started. And so now I'd say probably aside from Cam Ward, their next option might be Will Levis again.
I want to dive into a little bit more of the feeling on Cam Ward. Is in Tennessee at this point, are the fans, because we know what the sort of quarterback class has been painted as not being that great. Are the fans officially selling themselves on Cam Ward? Are they all bought in, or is there still hesitation there?
I think most of the fan base is bought in on Ward. I think most of the fan base, after, the sour taste that they had last year with Levis, and granted, he struggled. There's no getting around that. He struggled, but I don't think all of it was on him, because I'm not sure Patrick Mahomes could have won behind that offensive line and with that set of receivers. So in that regard, I think it's a situation where, the fan base had soured on Levis and they're ready for something new. And the something new they're hoping is Cam Ward.
What's the feeling in town? And again, Terry McCormick, Titan Insider with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What's the feeling in town right now with Brian Callahan? How long is the leash for a head coach with a rookie quarterback most likely coming in?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, the owner has been kind of impulsive and has kind of gone Steinbrenner scorched earth, as I call it, the last few years, getting rid of John Robinson, Mike Vrabel, and Rand Carthon in consecutive years. To the casual observer, it would look like Brian Callahan might be next on the list if there's not some improvements showing this team next year. And, that's too bad for him, because the roster he's been working with really has been kind of subpar. Now, has he made some mistakes? Sure, he's made some mistakes. He was a rookie head coach and a first-time play caller. But, especially if you're going to draft Cam Ward, if you're the Titans, you need for Brian Callahan to have some success, because the last thing you should want if you're a Titans fan is for Brian Callahan to get fired after you drafted Cam Ward. Then another guy comes in that's not his guy, and so Cam Ward would be starting over with a second offense in as many years. That's exactly what happened to Will Levis. So why would you want to repeat that?
Sort of not draft-related, but news coming down just a little bit ago, earlier this hour, Jerome Baker, now a Cleveland Brown. He's originally from Cleveland, so we know a little bit, but from the five games he spent in Tennessee last year, what can you tell a Browns fan about Jerome Baker?
If you're getting the Jerome Baker that played for the Titans, you're not getting a lot, because he played very poorly once he came here from Miami in the middle of the season. They tried to give him a shot, and he really struggled. And by the end of the year, they were playing guys that were undrafted rookies and undrafted second-year guys ahead of him.
Well, certainly hope we're getting more than that. That would we'll be fingers crossed there. Hometown hoping to spark it, but definitely good insight. Terry, I figure I know what your answer is going to be on this, but I'll ask it for the sake of just having it on record. Titans picking at number one. Who's the pick going to be?
I think it's going to be Cam Ward. Barring a trade, it's going to be Ward.
All right. Terry McCormick of Titan Insider, I appreciate you making the time for us, setting aside today, and hopefully maybe sometime in the future here before the draft, we get to talk again, Terry.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Again, Terry McCormick of Titan Insider joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline with the latest on the Titans. Before we break down anything that was going on in the interview, he was at a baseball game, I think, right? That would have, we heard the scream initially. I was like, okay, maybe just getting things done. And then I heard a clink of a bat. I played baseball through high school. I know what the tink of an aluminum bat sounds like. And that's what that was. And I was like, wow, a kid screaming. I'm like, well, okay, all right. Things are getting wild. And I was like, oh, he's at a baseball. Okay. It makes a lot of sense now. Makes a lot of sense. But I get nothing groundbreaking. I mean, the groundbreaking stuff he might have gave might have been on Jerome Baker. Not in a bad way. We just know it's going to be Cam Ward. And there's no difference there coming out. I think it's interesting to see where they would go if it wasn't Cam, or the opportunity that they could potentially trade out of the number one pick. But let's be realistic here. The Titans seem pretty fit sticking at number one. They feel okay there, and they get a quarterback, the quarterback they feel the greatest about, and it makes a lot of sense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think that it's interesting what it would take in Terry's eyes for them to move off it, because it really wasn't that much. It was a first and a third. I mean, we played around with the idea yesterday, what would you give up? And if I'm not mistaken, Jack's first and a third, you're pulling the trigger if Cam Ward's your guy?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, like first and a third's probably the, like, that's the height. Like, I'm not going first and a second. I'll go first and a third. I might toss in a draft pick the following year. But if a first and a third gets it done, truthfully, if Cam Ward's your guy, you'd go make the move. I would love for you to go and jump them one spot and leave them in the position that we're in right now, sort of the in-between. Well, do you trust Shador or do you not? I would say yes. A lot of people would say no. If Cam Ward's the home run, I'd rather have Cam Ward. I thought it was relatively low what it would take. A first and a third, again, I think would be relatively a solid spot for you for the Browns. Again, if you think there's that big of a gap, that's worth it every single time. I just don't know that it gets done. I don't know that the Browns are willing to give that up. I don't know that it's really a spot they're sitting in. I do also think it's interesting the idea that potentially the Titans, if they're willing to trade the pick, I mean, you better have come to the conclusion on your own if you're the Browns that Cam Ward's great and not been listening to the buzz, because this whole thing could just be a smokescreen. Now, if you're willing to trade the pick, it's like, yeah, we really like Cam, but we'd be willing to move off it for the right price. That's the only right move if you're throwing a smokescreen. Nobody's coming up to get Abdul Carter, right? They'll just go deep the end class. We'll take the next the end. Travis Hunter, probably nobody coming up. They just go, oh, unfortunate, guys off the board. We'll let them deal with the risk of a two-way player. Top quarterback in the draft, shooting above quarterbacks like Shador Sanders. People would move for that to have the right move. To have the right guy in place, they would move off of him. So I do wonder sort of how much that plays into it. But good stuff. Feels like it's going to be Cam Ward. We'll probably talk to Terry sometime later on just to make sure that that ends up being the final solution of what it was. All right, coming up in about 5 minutes at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock, as we always do. We'll get a grip. It's Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.